This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Peak Northwest, an outdoors and travel podcast by the Oregonian and Oregon Live, dedicated to the adventure and exploration of our beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm Jamie Hale.
And I'm Vicki Connor. Together, we take you to some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in our region, discussing where to go, what to do, and places to see. And today, we're headed to what for some people might be an overlooked Oregon coast destination, which is the small town of Rockaway Beach.
Yeah, Vicki, this is a place that even I have overlooked. Rockaway Beach has mostly been a town I've driven through, with a few exceptions. Of course, that only makes me want to go there even more, to explore a place that somehow has eluded me for all of these years.
Yeah, Jamie, I will have to admit, I have simply just driven through Rockaway Beach, and I really haven't spent that much time there. So I'd love a reason or a few reasons to explore a bit more.
Yeah, it's a town that I first visited when I first started at the Oregonian covering events, and I was out there for the Pirate Festival that they do every year. Where I hung out with some pirate cosplay people. This dude who was dressed as Jack Sparrow, was really hounding me to take his picture. it was a really kind of odd experience, but I remember the town being, interesting, but just sort of, stuck between Cannon Beach and, Newport. You know, there's all these other bigger towns that are kind of in the region that just make, this Rockaway Beach a town that is more of a drive-through kind of place.
Right. So let's talk about exactly the location and all that good stuff. So how would you describe where exactly Rockaway Beach is?
I would say it's between Tillamook and Cannon Beach. Those are sort of a couple of good landmarks for people who, know the North Coast. So, if you're going north from Tillamook, you go around Tillamook Bay and back out onto the coast, and it's sort of the first big town you get to north of Tillamook. Thought about another way. If you're going from Cannon Beach south past Manzanita, you go around Nehalem Bay, and it's the first big town you reach on the other side of Nehalem Bay. So it's kind of between Tillamook Bay and Nehalem Bay, right there on the ocean. Rockaway Beach is a town that I think it's pretty distinguishable for a lot of the shops and restaurants on the side of US 101. And on the other side of the highway is the train tracks. So it's kind of you've got the train track that runs right through town, which is great for people who want to take that scenic train. But it does make this sort of interesting dynamic where there's you've got to cross the tracks to get to a lot of the hotels or a lot of the houses or to the beach access points. And on the other side of the tracks, you have all of these businesses alongside 101.
Yeah, I was wondering why do you think this town is overlooked? Is it just because it is smaller and in between some bigger attractions?
I mean, the why is such an interesting question, right? Because that's different for every town. It's something it's a vibe, right? Some towns it can be just a certain business that keeps a town, makes it more popular. Tillamook has the creamery, right? That's sort of one of the coast's biggest attractions. You take that away, Tillamook might end up as one of these towns that's also overlooked. Its downtown is not as bustling as, say, Newport's or Cannon Beach. Cannon Beach has all kinds of restaurants. It's got Haystack Rock. It has the things. So I feel a town that has more of the things that draw people in are going to be towns that people flock to more. Rockaway Beach has places to stay. It's got a few good restaurants. It's got some attractions. It's got some shops. It's got some things, but it doesn't have, I think, one of those big things. But I think for people looking for more of a low key destination, this is a good place to do it. And so that was the idea. So this spring, my partner Sadie and I went to Rockaway Beach to spend a couple nights and check out the town, see what was there. give it a look. Because again, when I, there's a place that I've overlooked, especially on the coast, I'm like, to me, it's like, that's criminal. I've got to go check it out. I've got to remedy the situation. I've got to see what's there. So that was the idea. Go to Rockaway Beach for a couple of days and just go to as many places as I could in town and get a better feel for the town and see what's there.
Cool. So was this another midweek type of trip for you?
We did Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Thursday night and Friday night to try to get some of those businesses that are open only on, like, you know, Fridays or on Thursdays to Saturday. We wanted to make sure we got to all the places that were open. The idea too is to do this in the beginning of May. I wanted to do a spring trip before everything gets too crazy out there, but like after the rains. We tried to do a spring trip to Yahats last year. May remember the episode. Had all these great plans to do beaches and tide pooling and hiking, and it rained so hard over Easter that like we just had to sit inside. It was not even like a pleasant rainy mist. It was like raining sideways the whole time. So I was like, let me put this back a month into May, and that should be better. We should at least get a couple days of sun. And I was watching the forecast the whole way up to this trip, and it was like, it rained really hard the weekend before. And so I was like, okay, well, it's raining then. That means it'll be clear. Like the rain will have already gone past. And it was just like pure rain, the whole forecast leading up. But as it turned out, we got a beautiful day on Thursday, sunshine, some clouds, and a rainy day on Friday and Saturday. So we got kind of a mixture. So the idea was, well, let's just, you know, put all of our outdoor stuff on Thursday when it's nice, and then just sort of shuffle things around accordingly.
There you go. That sounds like a great plan. So the ride from Portland out to Rockaway, is that roughly like an hour 45, under 2 hours?
It's a couple hours. I would say it's right about 2 hours, depending on where you're coming in from Portland, depending on traffic. From where I am in town, it was right about 2 hours. A little bit more than that. And, you know, the way that you go to get to Rockaway Beach is to go through Tillamook State Forest, out to Tillamook, and then north on 101. So, you know, an opportunity to stop by the cheese factory if you want to. I've done it so many times. I don't do it anymore. Like, I did it growing up. I've been to the new one a bunch of times. Sadie's been there. Like, we're like, we don't need to stop. So we just went straight to Rockaway Beach. Did a straight 2 hour drive. And as soon as we got into town though, it was right about 11:30 or so. And, we were hungry, right? We needed something to eat for lunch. And so our first stop in town was to go to the beach. I should say every time I go to the coast, it's like, let's go straight to the beach. I want to see the ocean immediately. So we, in the heart of Rockaway Beach, like in the middle of downtown, there's a really, really nice, beach access area, community gathering spot. It's like a little traffic circle with a parking lot around it. This is where they had the Pirate Festival. It's where they have a lot of events. And it's also just like a really good place to park and walk out to the beach. So walking out to the beach from there, you get a nice look of these twin rocks arch, I believe is what it's called, this rock formation that's just offshore. It's kind of like the main, you know, view. That's kind of when you think about what the view is from the beach at Rockaway Beach, it's this arch rock. It's not quite like Haystack. It's not right there on the beach. It's off a little, but it's a really nice, I think, a nice point to sort of focus on when you're out there on the beach. Yeah. So we took a walk on the beach. It was really nice. A bunch of those Valela creatures, you know what I'm talking about? Those by the wind sailors had washed up on the beach.
No.
Okay. All right. They're not jellyfish, but they're like little blue sort of sailed creatures. They're like, I can't quite describe them. They're these little creatures that are drift on the wind and eat things in the water. And they wash up in big numbers on the beach pretty much every year. I think they had washed up, I don't know, probably a few days or a week before, because they were really starting to rot and the smell on the beach was pretty rough.
Oh no.
I should say. But, you know, braved it, walked through it and got out to the ocean and it was a lot better. A really, really nice day on the beach again. Took a walk. I'm Sadie's from the East Coast. I'm continually having to tell her, like, you got to dress warm for the beach. And she's been here 2 years and she's still not quite accepting of that. Growing up in, you two grew up in the same region. I think mm-hmm. you maybe can understand. Like, she's still like, but I'm wearing a sweater. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like 50 degrees and breezy. Like, you got to have more than that on the beach.
Yes, so, exactly.
But we stayed, you know, not too long before we got hungry. And we had to go to what I feel like is one of the main attractions in Rockaway Beach. Mm-hmm. And that is the original Pronto Pup. Vicky, what do you know about Pronto Pup?
I know that it is one of Oregon's biggest claims to fame. Mm-hmm. It's the OG corn dog spot. That's what right. I know. And I haven't been there. That's what I also know. And I'm upset about it.
So, I mean, Rockaway Beach claims to have invented the corn dog at Pronto Pup. I don't want to get into the whole thing. It's a disputed claim. Many people make this claim. It's super complicated, but this is like a newer spot for Pronto Pup. It had like some original location, and this is one that was built in the last couple decades or so. It is like Corn Dog Church, Pronto Pup. The building has an enormous like fiberglass corn dog on the roof. It has a mechanical riding corn dog out front. They serve not just regular corn dogs, but like, I want to say there's like 8 or 10 types of corn dog you can buy. So we did a taste test naturally. Sadie had never had a corn dog before in her life. This was her first corn dog experience.
What?
She's a vegetarian, right? And has been for most of her life. Yes. So corn dogs were not really a thing.
Yeah.
And like Washington, D.C. is not like Mecca for corn dogs. So she was psyched to try one. I love a corn dog. And I've had Pronto Pup.
Yeah.
But I was excited to try the different kinds. So we got a classic corn dog, a vegetarian one, like a fake meat situation.
Veggie dog.
Yeah. We got a pickle pup, which is a whole pickle battered and deep fried.
Mm.
And a cheesy pup, which is just think of like a corn dog, but it's just full of cheese.
Yeah.
And we got cheddar cheese. You can get different kinds of cheese. We got cheddar. I mean, we taste tested those four. And we came up with different rankings. For me, the original Pronto Pup, the classic, you know, Frankfurter in the corn dog batter was the best. I like the cheese one too. It was like a grilled cheese, mm-hmm. a corn dog grilled cheese, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted like a tomato soup to dip it in, which would have been nice. The pickle pup, which I was so excited about, too much, too big of a pickle, too unwieldy.
Oh no.
They should have just done a pickle spear. It was like hard to hold on the stick. It was just like way too much. But a really fun experience, super interesting. It's the batter that makes Pronto Pup, I think, so unique. They do, like a pancake mix cornmeal batter. So it's like fluffy and like a fluffy cornbread. And it's really whatever it was on, like the batter was the star of that show.
Yeah. Wow. Did you try, it looks like they have a zucchini pup. Did you try that one?
We didn't try that. Four was like our, I was like, I can't do more than four.
I love like lightly fried zucchini spears with like a little ranch dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. So that one sounds really good to me. But I mean, they all sound pretty dang good. What type of cheese did you get in the cheesy pup?
Just a cheddar cheese. Classic cheddar cheese. That's what they recommended. We had a lot of condiments along with this.
Oh, I love that.
A classic ketchup, a classic yellow mustard. We did kind of wish they had like some better mustard. Like, I'm a mustard person. I would have loved like a brown mustard, something nice, but they got a classic mm-hmm. yellow. A fry sauce, which is actually a really good fry sauce. And they brought out ranch specifically for the pickle pup.
Amazing.
So we had those four to dip in. I found myself going after the fry sauce most often.
Uh-huh.
Something about a corn dog with a classic yellow mustard I do like, but God, the fry sauce was so good. So a feast, if you will, to begin the trip. It was a really great way to start out the day.
Why are we recording this during lunch hour, Jamie? I'm like salivating.
Me too. I'm starving. So but after eating all those corn dogs, we're like, we've got to take a walk. We need to walk this off. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, just like literally just down the street, you could walk there, but we drove there, is the Rockaway Beach Big Tree Hike. It goes by a lot of names, but it's basically this little environmental preserve that goes through this kind of boggy area, but it's got this beautiful boardwalk that leads over the bog about a half mile to this enormous tree. Just kind of bulbous and old and very, very cool. And there's a lot of like the skunk cabbage was leafing out. There were manzanita flowers blooming, a bunch of flowers kind of blooming on the sides of this boardwalk that went underneath the trees. It was a really great hike, a nice short, easy walk, very little elevation. Again, only about a mile round trip and a great place to walk off corn dogs.
Yeah, I've seen a video of the big tree and the walk leading up to it. It looks so cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah, nothing like a big corn dog followed by a big tree. Love the themes here in Rockaway Beach.
So good. It was so good. And like I said, this being our only sunny day, we were like, we got to do this outside stuff. So there are basically three points to access the beach around Rockaway Beach. At the center, you have that main one that I already talked about. At the south, you have this place called Barview Jetty, which is right at the mouth of Tillamook Bay right there. And then at the north is Manhattan Beach State Park, which is a very sort of little utilized state park beach access point right there just north of town. So I was like, let's do our beaches. So we went over to Barview Jetty, took a walk around. It's a nice beach along the jetty there. Bunch of driftwood, perfectly fine, and walked up to Manhattan Beach. Again, a really nice little beach access point. Lots of places to park. Not a lot of people go there. This is one of the spots where, like, if you want a quieter beach, check out Manhattan Beach. I don't know why no one goes there. People just kind of drive through Rockaway Beach, drive right past Manhattan Beach. I don't know what the deal is, but I think it's a perfectly nice spot to go take a walk, there's like some picnic tables there under the trees. It's a really nice place.
I hear that there's some mini golf in Rockaway Beach.
Oh my God. I forgot. I missed the mini golf. You're right. So back in downtown Rockaway Beach, there's a bunch of businesses, but one of them is this, So it's a place called Troxels, T-R-O-X-E-L-S. And it is a rock shop, like a rock and jewelry shop. Uh-huh. And out, like beside it, they have a little, like in their backyard, essentially, is this really insane, like homemade mini golf course. it's a Wizard of Oz themed mini golf course.
Oh my God.
That is like hand built. It's hard to even call it mini golf because your expectations have to be different. This is like somebody made it in their backyard. Upkeep seems minimal. The guy who owns Troxel seems perfectly nice. It's $3 a person to play. It's bumpy. It's weird. It's these little tiny holes. It was a fun and strange experience, I will say.
This is like, if there were regulations in mini golf, this would not be.
No, not up to snuff.
Yeah.
And they're not trying to, right? Like, I don't think this is insulting to say. I hope it's not to the people at Troxels, but like, it's just a fun, weird thing he put in the back. And I don't know why it's Wizard of Oz themed. Maybe he's just into Wizard of Oz. I like Wizard of Oz, so I thought that was kind of fun. It's a light theme. There's like some stuff around, some music that's played. Like some Wizard of Oz music going on there. it did feel a little unhinged, the whole thing, but I had a great time.
See, I kind of love this. And I think Sadie could probably relate is that, on the East Coast, like beaches and mini golf go hand in hand. Like there's many mini golf courses, at like the beaches that I grew up in. So even if it is, a little homemade mini golf course, I like this.
There was, to go on a small tangent here, there was a mini golf course that used to be across the street from the Tillamook Creamery. That was like a natural green mini golf, like really long holes, with really great obstacles. It was my favorite mini golf course I'd ever played. And they sold it, demolished it, and now it's a spare parking lot for the creamery that I never see anybody in.
What?
And it makes me so sad.
It's heartbreaking.
So I was like, oh, another chance to play mini golf in the Tillamook area. Not the same. Definitely not the same, but it was nice to get out, you know, be outside, you know, took our jackets off and you know, put it around for a minute. So after mini golf, of course, we had to get some ice cream and we stopped by. Well, here's the thing. There's two ice cream spots across the street from each other in Rockaway Beach. And I was like, what's the deal with these dueling ice cream shops? I got to know which one do you go to? I got to know everything about this.
Right.
So the two ice cream shops, there's I think it's pronounced Schwietarts, S-C-H-W-I-E-T-E-R-T, Schwietarts. Okay. It's a chain on the coast. I've never heard anyone say it aloud. I've seen it so many times. You can see it in small towns up and down the coast. It's a pretty popular chain. And across the street is a place called Seabreeze Ice Cream. They both have ice cream. They both have candy. They both have gifts. Here's the crucial difference for me.
Okay.
Seabreeze offers samples. Schwietarts does not offer samples.
Wow.
If
that'll be the determining factor.
Schwietarts has a much bigger candy collection. So I feel like if you have kids and they're into candy, or if you're an adult who's really into candy, trying the different kinds of weird stuff, all the sour things and all the weird themed candies, Schwietarts, go over there. That's your place. If you're just looking for an ice cream, see, I'm a samples guy. I want to try the stuff, especially like the new flavors that they have there. Seabreeze is the place to be. So they had both Tillamook and Umpqua, which is usually you only see one or the other. I was happy to see both. And I got a cone of, it's a new Tillamook flavor. It was like a campfire s'mores. Or it was like a peanut butter cup s'mores flavor. It had like marshmallow and peanut butter cups in it. It was really good. I was super into it. And we walked back over to a bench looking over at the ocean and sat there and ate ice cream in the face of all the seagulls and little ground squirrels that were chirping at us.
Yeah, nice.
But at this point in the day, we were like, okay, it's time to check into the hotel. Let's sit down, take a break, and get all situated there. So a lot of rentals around Rockaway Beach, of course, but I'm really feeling hotels right now. And so we stayed at a place called the Rockaway Beach Resort, RBR, as they call themselves. And, it was interesting, like looking at it from the outside and in the lobby, I was like, this place seems a little dated just in that way that a lot of older establishments do. But getting into the room, it was really quite nice. One bedroom with a queen bed and the bedrooms kind of separate. And this really large living area space with like a full kitchen in there as well. Not just a microwave and a kettle, but like a full kitchen with dishes and cooking utensils and stuff like that. So we didn't do a ton of cooking in this trip, but knowing that we could have was nice. And it led right out to a balcony over the ocean. Again, it rained a lot, so we didn't use the balcony a ton, but it was nice that it was there. Little like fake fireplace. Just like really roomy and quite nice. Again, it felt like a little dated, but I didn't care because it had everything that you would want in a living space and was like way more affordable than trying to get like an Airbnb somewhere.
Yeah. I was about to ask, do you remember how much it was per night?
For the two nights with taxes and everything, I believe it was about $320.
That's not bad.
Not bad. It also, they have a pool and a hot tub there.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Did take advantage of on that rainy day. Again, we'll get there. But we checked into the hotel, you know, just took a break, you know, took a sit down for a while. And eventually it was like, you know, getting later. We wanted to go out to dinner, get something to eat and kind of call it a day. At this point, I always lose track of how busy it is until Sadie's like, oh, we're doing a lot of things. And I'm like, right, this is my job. We don't go out to Rockaway Beach and just do like one thing and then hang out at the hotel for 6 hours. It's like, you've got to do all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out to dinner. I was really intrigued by a food cart that was like just across the street from the hotel. This place called New Taste of India. I know a new Taste of India for their restaurant in Portland. They've got one down in McAdam. And it used to be the name of a food cart downtown that I go to all the time. That food cart is now Old Taste of India.
Yes. Hilariously. Shout out to them. Great food.
It's like my go-to spot when I'm working downtown.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go there after we record, to be honest.
Yes.
But this is New Taste of India, which is apparently the business is separated at some point. Anyway, they have a food cart in Rockaway Beach. They've got one in Astoria, and they've got the restaurant in Portland. I think that's what they have. There may be more, but I feel like I don't see a ton of Indian food on the coast. So I was like psyched to check it out. So we, you know, the sun was setting and we went out there and got some chana masala and some vegetable samosas and very generous portions. We could have gone with like half portion of each of those, but like we split those two things and had plenty of leftovers after that.
Amazing.
So there's a couple outdoor tables there. Really good, really enjoyable. Especially the samosas. They served it the chutney, and the chutney was like incredible. So shout out to the chutney at New Taste of India. Really recommend that spot if you're looking for either a quick spot to eat in Rockaway Beach or a place to go sit down for dinner.
And this was like right across the way from your hotel, or did you walk a little bit?
We did walk across there. It was like just I think a block away, back across 101, maybe just a block down from there. So it was just like a couple minute walk to get there.
Okay. Yeah. Cause Rockaway, if we're talking about like downtown Rockaway or like that stretch of, you know, the main things to see, shops and restaurants, like how big or how many blocks would you say that is?
Oh, not many. I mean, it goes from like, you know, I'd say like maybe 20 blocks or so. Okay. Maybe depending on where you want to go from there. It's very walkable for the most part. Mm-hmm. There's some sidewalk on one side of 101, kind of in the main stretch. There's some sidewalk, but at some point the sidewalk ends and you're kind of walking along a wider shoulder of 101, which I don't love. But on the other side of the railroad tracks, there is a street, like sort of a neighborhood street, and on the north part of town. And that's like a nice place to walk. That's away from the traffic, and you know, lets you traverse a town a little bit easier without having to worry about going on the side of the highway. So there's some ways to do that in a couple of places, but you know, you can walk across town in half an hour easily.
Yeah. All right, so that was a lot that you packed into your singular sunny day at Rockaway Beach.
Had to take advantage of the weather.
Anything else on that sunny day or after dinner that would wrap things up?
You know, we caught sunset on the beach right outside the hotel, just walked right down from the hotel and watched sunset out there. It was a nice sunset. As I feel like someone who's like taken a lot of sunset pictures on the coast, I would call it sort of a more boring sunset, photographically speaking. There's not a lot of clouds to bounce color. Not a ton of you know, sea stacks to add interesting silhouettes, but it was perfectly beautiful, and I had a great time out there. You know, it wasn't too cold. It was very nice.
Yeah. So day two, your rainy day, was it raining sideways?
It was. It started off kind of misty, and then ended up raining. You know, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't nearly as bad as the Yahas experience, but it was bad enough to the point where like we had originally planned to do the scenic railroad trip. They do this springtime train trip from Rockaway Beach called the Spring Bloom Train, which sounds great. But I was like, there's like an outdoor car that you want to do and get this and get some sunshine and get some great pictures. And I was like, this is not the day for it. So we canceled that and instead decided to spend the day just exploring downtown, what we hadn't seen already. So we started the day off with breakfast. There is now just one like primarily breakfast restaurant in town. There's a couple places that do breakfast sandwiches. There's a place that does like breakfast hand pies. There's like a sports bar that serves breakfast. But there's like one like breakfast diner in town, and it's a place called Grumpy's.
Love that name, because there's a spot just like growing up that near my house called Grumpy's, and I feel like that's like in every little, you know, TV show, the mean coffee spot. It's Grumpy's. Yeah.
It's Grumpy's. The reason you go to Grumpy's is to get the enormous pancakes. They serve these huge, like, I mean, you think of like a dinner plate and then go bigger by a couple inches in every direction. The pancakes are good and they're enormous. And I do wish they had told us they were enormous, because we got three of them for the two of us and made it through an eighth of the pancakes.
Oh man.
Like it was like, give us a heads up.
I'm just imagining like your reaction as they bring it out and put it in front of you.
Oh my God. Our eyes were as big as the pancakes. it was insane. We were cracking up because it was just like, there's no way like two people can't finish that many pancakes without feeling like sick or sick. Think about pancake. Here's the thing. And I'm going off a lot of tangents today, but here's the thing. I love pancakes. Eating some pancakes is wonderful. Eating too much pancakes turns sad very quickly.
This is true.
Just the body is not designed to eat that much pancake. So like I thought it was like a food challenge or something, but like, you don't get anything for eating that many pancakes.
Oh no.
We got some hash browns, got some eggs. You know, I got a biscuit. We got all kinds of stuff on the side. but the pancakes were the main focus of this. And they were good, but it was too much. And we were a little salty about it after.
Because now you're like, oh, we can't go for a beach walk in this rain. Or maybe you did, no. But.
Well, we took a walk through the town. So that was kind of the idea of the day. Like, let's pop into literally every shop in Rockaway Beach. And so we did. And it was, you know, a lot of stuff that was various shades of the same kind of thing. You know, you've got your sweatshirts and your t-shirts that say Rockaway Beach on them. You've got like the locally made teas and soaps, and you've got like the places with the beach decor, sort of like the rustic barn chic look, and the weird gifts and the wacky gifts and the bulk shell section, and like the stuff that, you know, the kids make you buy because they're bored or something, and like the little kitschy things and the little stuffed octopus that actually, love these guys. You turn them inside out. One side is an octopus that's smiling, and you turn inside out, and the other side is an octopus that's frowning. I don't know why I loved it so much. They're like different colors. It was very cute. But we just spent like a couple hours just doing this tour of these shops. It was like, it all blurred together.
Yeah.
We didn't end up buying anything, but it was really interesting to sort of look and go through and you know, people watch and just sort of get a sense of what, you know, what the vibe in the town is like.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Amazing.
But at the very end, I will say, we got through all those shops, and at the very, very end of the street in the south side of town is this place called Oregon Dew Drops, and that's D-U Drops. And it's like the front of a home, and this sort of gallery space, and it was full of these little hanging, it's what they are is they're recycled light bulbs filled with Oregon rainwater collected throughout the year and capped with like these brass temple bells. And inside some of them, they had like suspended vials of like gemstones. And they were like hanging, and it was a cloudy day, but there was like catching the whatever light there was and like reflecting the scene, and like it was really quite entrancing, the dewdrops.
I like don't even know I can picture what this even looks like.
I know, it's hard to explain, but little glass orbs filled with like pure rainwater.
Very Portlandia.
Well, it's very Rockaway Beach. These people have been there for 25 years. This year is their 25th anniversary. The guy who starts them, who makes them, he's like, you know, 70s. He and his wife run the shop. Lovely, lovely, lovely people. We sat and chatted with them for a while about the dewdrops and, you know, their story and, you know, all of that. And it was I can have a whole story on this later with all the details, but just beautiful people. They talked about like people can come in and ask for specific like dewdrops made with rain from specific dates because they collect rainwater every day. And when it doesn't rain, they have a humidifier that pulls the moisture from the air and they collect it that way. So they get something every single day. And so people will do like, they can make a dewdrop for like, you know, the day your child was born or the day that you got married. Or a lot of times they do it for like the day that people died. So someone will have like a relative that dies and like they can suspend the ashes inside of the dewdrop as well.
What?
And so they said it turns into this like really emotional experience when people come pick them up for these like important life experiences. They have like a box of tissues in the desk where you can pick it up and said so people come and cry and have these really these deep connections to this little fun piece of art that this guy makes.
That so, is incredible.
So cool. So wow. Cool. So that was great. And by the time we had done all of that, it was like 1:30 and we're like, we have to eat lunch.
So what'd you choose?
We walked down the street and stopped off at Old Oregon Smokehouse, which is one of the other places in Rockaway Beach I have been to before. It is a seafood restaurant, and I know it is one of the places for really good fish and chips. This is one of my favorite fish and chip spots on the coast. I'd say like top six or so.
Oh, what makes it so good?
It's just like the fish is perfectly cooked. It's well battered. It's kind of that light classic Oregon Coast beer batter with a little bit of spice to it. And the fries are just what you want. They're like, you know, a good frozen fry. With like a good seasoning on it. It's just like solid fish and chips. So we sat outside. There's no, the one knock against Old Oregon Smokehouse, there's no indoor seating. It's all outdoor, but they do have a big awning over there now, which is great. They used to only have like these umbrellas and it was like I'd sat in the rain before and eaten fish and chips there, but I was like, fish and chips is great, but I do not like eating in the rain.
No.
But they have a big awning up there now. So we were dry. It wasn't too cold. We had some fish and chips outside. And it was really nice.
You're making me want to go to Rockaway Beach ASAP. It's a sunny day too. I won't have to eat in the rain.
Corn dog, the fish and chips, the ice cream. I mean, that's a good trio of you know, things to eat there in town.
That's like peak coastal eats right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had finished out our tour of the stores. It was the afternoon at this point. And so, you know, we were like, okay, we kind of have a chill afternoon. We got in the hot tub for a little bit. It's like right by a window looking out at the ocean, which is great. It's like an indoor hot tub and pool, communal, obviously. You know, spent the afternoon just kind of like, you know, I was editing some pictures, taking naps, reading a little bit, just taking it easy. It's kind of what you do when it's raining on the coast. And by that point, it was like really raining. So it was like not fun to be outside anymore. And at night I was like looking for another restaurant. We'd done the food cart because it was outside. And I was like, where in town? There's a couple of restaurants in town to eat. But the one that drew me was this place called Sand Dollar Restaurant and Lounge. It's right off that main beach access point in the middle of town. And it's like right on the ocean. I feel like I had been there when I did the Pirate Festival like 11 years ago and had felt like kind of unimpressed. It was felt kind of like dive bar-y. It felt to me like it was a restaurant like in a really good location that had like very underwhelming food. So I was running off that memory feeling a little like, and after the Grumpy's experience being like, we went there, checked it out, and it was very solid as it turned out. The food I would say was like not anything revelatory, which is fine. It doesn't need to be, but we got some fish tacos and I got a tuna salad sandwich, which was really appetizing at the time. And they were all perfectly good. Very enjoyable. And it was kind of stormy, but we did have a view looking out at the ocean, from the table. It's still like a little bit light in that dusk time. The kind of like that pale gray light of evening when it's like, you know, in the spring, and late enough, and sat there and ate our perfectly good dinner and had a really lovely time.
Sounds like you definitely made the best out of this rainy day for sure.
Got experience doing that.
Yes, as travel reporter, you know how to maximize a rainy day anywhere, I'm sure.
That's right.
So you had your 2 days, your two kind of like full days. And then what did your last day look like?
We decided just to sort of stay through the morning in towns, but I really kind of wanted another breakfast experience, like
redemption.
Yeah, basically. No knock on Grumpy's. They do what they do. That's their thing. But I wanted something a little bit more, a little bit different. I'm a Portland guy. You know what I mean? But I had been looking on the map. And so just north of Rockaway Beach is the little town of Wheeler, which is kind of just past Brighton. It's on Nehalem Bay. And there's a place there called Handy Creek. Handy Creek Bakery and Cafe, I believe, is the full name. And just this really charming little restaurant, like this old Mason's Hall, right on the Nehalem River. Cool. And we stopped in there and got breakfast. I had this really good omelet. It was like the Wheeler omelet or something special like that. And it had like, it had brie and sun-dried tomatoes and spinach inside of it. And it was like the perfectly proportioned omelet. You know, when you go to somewhere and you get an omelet and it's like the size of your plate folded over in half. Too much. I don't need that much food.
Yeah.
It was there's a perfect little chunk of omelet, and I really, really enjoyed it. And we got some, a side of toast. They had like this polenta toast that was really good.
Ooh.
But the real joy of going to Handy Creek was eavesdropping on the local gossip.
Gotcha.
It was like every old lady in town was there, is what it felt like. There were I think five. But like we heard some stuff about the local mahjong games. There's some drama at the mahjong tables in Wheeler. We heard about some relationship drama. Like I felt a little bad eavesdropping this much, but like, you know, we had been listening to some episodes of the Normal Gossip podcast on the way into town. And I think we're just like primed for like hearing that stuff. I love getting a good meal, the good view, hearing some like interesting stuff from the locals. It was just a really, really interesting and great experience. So we had this really lovely breakfast in Wheeler. We checked out of our hotel and we made our way back home.
Sounds like a really lovely jam-packed trip. Sounds great. I mean, I'm almost into the huge, huge pancakes that are bigger than my body. So,
yeah, if that's what you want, like,
I'll know to get one, though.
Get one is going to be a plenty for one person. Three is three times too many, is what we've learned.
So, Jamie, I know you mentioned the Pirate Festival was like your first intro to Rockaway. Do they have any other festivals going on or any other attractions?
Yeah, the Kite Festival is sort of their other big one coming. June 14th to 16th is going to be their Kite Festival this year. I don't see a date on the Pirate Festival, so I guess that's TBA. But also a couple people in town told me 4th of July is like their time. And I think that's probably true of every town on the coast. But in Rockaway Beach, that's when they go all out. There's a big parade that goes through town. So I'm sure it's gonna be packed. So if you're into like that scene,
yeah,
you can go check it out for 4th of July. I'm really interested to see how things continue to evolve in Rockaway Beach. I love seeing a town over time. I talked to the people at Pronto Pup and they were like, you know, well, there's not a lot of coffee on this side of town. There's like an espresso cart on the north side of town, mm-hmm. and the bakery serves coffee, but there's not a lot of coffee shops and not a lot of breakfast places also. And so Pronto Pup was like, you know, we've been talking about maybe serving some like breakfast corn dogs. Put a little breakfast sausage in there, give some maple syrup to dip it in, serve some coffee. Like I was like, you go for it, please. I would definitely eat a breakfast corn dog. Because it's like a pig in a blanket with the pancake batter.
Exactly. You know? Oh, for sure. Jamie, that's a full story right there if they start serving breakfast.
So we'll see what happens. I'm really curious to go back in another year or so and just see what's opened, what's closed, how things have evolved. Because like I experienced like that's the Sand Dollar restaurant. I had a bad experience 11 years ago, but I came back this year and obviously it's been like 11 years. Things have changed.
Right.
So I had a really, really nice time there. Yeah. So I've been overlooking Rockaway Beach, but I do feel like I'm glad that I went and checked it out again. I'm glad to sort of now have a more full opinion of the town.
For sure. I think it sounds like a place where even if you're there for just a couple of days, you can maximize your time just like you did and have a really packed trip, or you can just have a relaxing trip at the beach and not do all these things, but there's stuff to do.
Totally. As an overnighter, it's a great spot because you've got the corn dogs, you got the fish and chips, you got the ice cream, you've got the Sand Dollar restaurant, all good places to eat. You've got, you know, the Big Tree hike and the mini golf, things to do, and then all the places to go to the beach. So I think if you were looking for an overnighter close to Portland, this is a really, really good option.
I love that. Anything else to mention about Rockaway Beach, Jamie?
Boy, just that train, I guess. That's the one thing in town that I wanted to do that I didn't. And that's a huge draw on Rockaway Beach. Mm. The train tracks are right there. The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad offers these train trips throughout the year. So it's a really, really cool attraction. That's the one thing I got to go back at some point and do this train when it's a little bit nicer outside.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Well, folks, that will do it for us for today. Until next time, you can watch our videos on the Oregonian's YouTube channel and view all of our travel and outdoors coverage on oregonlive.com/travel, as well as hereisoregon.com.
Please leave us a rating or review if you enjoy the show. And if you want to support this podcast, as well as our local journalism, please consider a subscription to Oregon Live. You can find details at oregonlive.com/podsupport. Also, if you're a fan of the show and you're interested in potentially sponsoring it, you can get in touch with our marketing people at advertise@oregonian.com. This episode of the show is produced by me, Vicki Connor, alongside Jamie Hale.
Stay safe and happy travels, everyone. Until next time, we leave you with this 10 seconds of Zen.